Plan for time off to avoid getting behind when you return. Hey there, Elite Contractors. Glad to have you here on another episode of the Contracting Coachcast, your place to find ideas, tips, and knowledge to help you take your contracting career or business to the next level. I'm Tony Booth, your host and founder of ContractingCoach.com, where you can find this Coachcast along with other great tools and resources to help you build a prosperous contracting business or career. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in on this Monday, June 10th. And today we're going to talk a little bit about something that I just, you know, kind of real hot on the topics for me, and that's getting back to work after a break. Before we jump in, though, we got our three things. It's Monday. And for me this week, not a big three thing again, you know, because last week was kind of a last minute travel thing and all that went on. And so a little bit easy this week because I got a lot of stuff to get done. And I'm just going to be still working on the Slack thing. That's my number one priority. That and getting the posts updated on the website. So that's continuing along. We got a couple little things left to tweak on that. But I got to get all the posts switched over properly. So those are mine. Just remember, it's Monday. So write down your three things that are going to make it a great week for you. And so we can celebrate our victories on Friday. So today I wanted to share a little bit about kind of vacation time, right? About taking that time off and getting back after that time off. As you know, I had to take a few days off last week, somewhat unexpectedly, so I didn't get to plan quite the way I normally do. So I'm a little bit trapped here on this, and feeling like I did years ago when I would go on vacation, you know, when I wouldn't plan ahead. But in recent years, I'd made some good routines when I would plan time off. And that's kind of what I wanted to share with you because, you know, here in the U.S., we're hitting summertime. Kids are getting out of school. So that's often the time where many of us, ourselves or our team members, will take vacation time, and they'll, you know, spend some time, take the kids out or just do some stuff for themselves. And they, you know, take a few days off from work, up to a week off or sometimes even more. And when someone from the team's not there, you know, it's always disruptive, whether it's the leader of the team or one of the team members, right? That disruption, it always has an impact. Okay. We get used to everybody doing their parts and pieces on the projects or in the business, and having that person not there, there's always some things that are going to, you know, disrupt the normal flow of things. But we can do a lot to minimize that. We can try to minimize that impact and really manage that properly. And as a team member and as the person taken off, if we all work together, we can really make it pretty seamless. And so that's what I wanted to share some tips today on what I've done in the past and what really works well, and just kind of give us some thoughts about it as we prepare to go into kind of vacation season. And you can share this, you know, with your team as well. If you got somebody on your team that's taken off, you can follow these same things to work with them, especially the people that report to you. This is a great thing to do, to sit with them and say, hey, you know, let's walk through these things. Okay. So that's what I want to do. So let's get into it. So the first thing we want to do is plan ahead, right? If we know we're going to be off and, you know, it's a couple weeks out, we're going to be off on vacation. So we can plan ahead and try to get those big items, those real important things off our plate. Typically, when I have time to plan for, time off, even if it's a couple days, you know, I'll try to sit down and say, okay, what's really important to get done before I go out? And that gives us a good little kind of deadline too, to help us get a few things done, right? Because we'll get some things off our plate if we know we're going on vacation. So that's the first thing we want to do, is try to get those big items off the plate. Second thing I've always done is make a list of what I'm currently working on. Okay. So that last couple days before I'm going away, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to make a list of all the things that I'm working on, what's hot. Because, you know, there's an email that came in on the Friday before your vacation started that you know you need to address when you get back. But it's going to be, you know, pages down in your email when you come back. So we want to have that list. All those things that are on the top of your mind, make that list. Here are the things that I'm currently working on or need to be working on. And just sit that away. That's for that Monday morning when we come back to work, because that's going to remind us of all the things that we had to do that we still haven't finished. Okay. So that's the first thing, is make a list of what we're working on. The second thing I do with that same list near the bottom is I'll draw a line and say things I need to do when I get back. And I'll kind of make a list of big things that need to get done when I get back. What should be my focus when I get back, right? So now I have a list. Like, here's the things I'm working on. And then here's some big things that are going to be hot when I come back from vacation. Those just help me. These are all preparations for that Monday morning that I return. And then I'm going to make another list, okay? That other list is, what am I going to delegate? Because before I take off, I want to meet with the team and say, hey, you know, I'm going away for the week. I'm going to be on vacation. Here are the things that the team needs to take care of for me, right? Because we all have tasks that can wait, and we all have tasks that can't wait. So we want to make sure those things that can't wait, you know, whatever it is that your role is on the project or in the business, those things that can't wait, we want to make sure we get those delegated out to someone and say, you're handling these for the week that I'm gone. And so we want to get a list of all those together so that we know who is going to take care of those things while we're gone. So if we get these three lists together, the whole idea here is we're just planning to be gone. We're planning out what's going to happen. And the first two, again, are really just there to kind of help us mind dump, right? It's going to help us the day we come back, but it's also going to help us on vacation. Because if we're sitting there on Wednesday, we don't want to be worried about, did we forget something? Did we forget something we needed to do? If we wrote it all down, we got it out of our head, and we can forget about it for the week. Because I want everybody, when you go away, we need that time to recharge. We need that time to take that break. So I want you to get all this stuff out before you leave, so you don't have anything to worry about, okay? So make those three lists before you go. Meet with your team and plan out your time gone. Like, who's going to make sure that things happen that you're responsible for, so that you know things don't fall through the cracks while you're gone. Now, the next thing I want you to plan on is while you're away, okay? I don't want you doing a lot of stuff. I don't want you, you know, I don't want you checking emails every morning, right? You go on vacation with the family. They don't want to be waiting to go to breakfast because you've got to send out 15 emails and make 25 phone calls. And they're all sitting around the room wanting to do something and waiting on you to finish up, right? That's not what we're on vacation for. We're on vacation to get that recharge, to get that break. So we don't want to do all that stuff, okay? What I try to do is eliminate all tasks. I don't do tasks when I'm on my time off, okay? You know, with me, the only thing I do now, and that's only because of doing this CoachCast, is I'll do my CoachCast when I'm on vacation. But when it comes to other work, I'm not doing any of it. I got to get those tasks off of my plate for that time so I get a good recharge. It's the only way to really, you know, rebuild ourselves, and we need that time. So try not to do tasks. Yes, during the vacation, we may check some emails. You know, we may take a phone call or two just to make sure that there's no major concerns that we need to deal with. But we don't want to be in the middle of all that stuff, okay? What I do is I'll scan my emails and just see if there's any emergencies. If there's no emergencies, I'm not going to sit down and spend 15 minutes responding to an email. I'm on vacation. my time away. So don't get into that. Better yet, right? We all have email clients where we can set up where someone else can get our emails for the week. Okay. So that's an even better solution. You know, if you're the senior project manager on a project or in the business, you're running a business, get your emails set up so that someone else is checking them for that week and give them the filtering mechanism to say, hey, you deal with all these emails and only call me if it's an emergency. Because if not, we're going to get caught up in that whole email trap where all of a sudden there's some email going back and forth that we get stuck in the middle of and we're wanting to answer. And all of a sudden we're in the middle of dinner with the family and we're on the phone. And that's not giving us the break that we need. That's not giving us our family their fair time, right? So we got to make sure we get away from all that. If you can, get someone else to check your emails. If not, make a strict rule with yourself that you're going to get up in the morning, maybe a half hour before the rest of the family, right? Set your alarm, get up a little earlier, grab a cup of coffee, check your emails. But then after that 30 minutes, shut it off. Don't check it again, because we can't get into that whole back and forth of an email traffic and destroy our vacation time. Okay. Then the last thing for while you're away, I like to plan a couple hours for that last night. So in a typical vacation from working a Friday, taking off a whole week, we're going to be going back to work on a Monday. So Sunday night, give yourself a couple hours to get in and just get yourself back in the saddle, right? That's the time to just sit down, spend an hour going through those emails, flagging the real important ones. I don't want you to get into responding a whole lot on Sunday night, right? Let's save that for Monday, but let's just get in, look at things, see what's important so that when we return to work on Monday morning, we can reanalyze all our priorities. So that's kind of the last day. Just plan some time the night before you're going back to work just to kind of regroup and get a feel, what you can kind of get a feel of what happened the week you were gone. And then the last part is getting back to work, that first day back, that getting back in the saddle. So the first thing I want to caution you of is don't go into work Monday morning, fire up the computer and open up your email. Because if you do, we know what's going to happen. You're going to spend 2-3 hours scanning through emails, answering questions, going through stuff that, listen, it's waited a week already, a lot of it. So it's not that of a priority right now. What's a priority is getting yourself back and, organized and getting your team back organized. So what you want to do is I plan my meetings that first day back. I want to sit with the team. Okay. So what I'm going to do the first day back is I'm going to pull those lists out. Remember the lists we made before we took off, what we were working on, what we feel that we need to work on when we get back and what we delegated. Those should be sitting on your desk. Monday morning, that's what you want to go through. What was I working on? What did I feel was going to be a priority? And what did I delegate to the team? Look at each of those so you get a feel and kind of get yourself back into the grind. Then meet with the team. How did things go? Here's what we were working on. Did this happen? Did that happen? Right? Did we get these things done that we were trying to? Check on those things you delegated. Was everything taken care of that needed to be? Any issues, any questions that they had? Any problems that you need to jump into? So that we can really get reorganized and kind of get a picture. It doesn't take long to get a feel for what happened the week you were gone. So spend that time, get that feel for what's going on, and then you're all set, right? So after you've had a chance to kind of go through that list, get with your team and really find out what's going on, then you can sit down and start prioritizing your week out, right? Start getting those tasks. We take that list of what we were working on, take those things that we thought we needed to jump on when we got back, and combine everything with the new knowledge and come out with our list of things that we're going to work on that are going to get us back into the saddle quickly and up to speed so that we minimize that impact. Then once we got all that figured out, then you can check some emails, right? But knock some tasks off first, right? Get back in there Monday morning, get some tasks going, because that's the best time. We're all rejuvenated from being on vacation. We had that time away. Man, we're ready to jump back in. We feel all fresh. So get in there, knock some tasks out. Then you can spend Monday afternoon combing through some of those emails, following up. And remember, when you get into the emails, most of that stuff's been sitting for a week, so don't get too worried about responding immediately and don't spend hours on the emails. If there's something important in there, even if it's something that you know you need to respond to, on Monday, don't be afraid to just respond back. Hey, sorry, I just got back from vacation, got your email, I'll get back to you tomorrow. Right? Everybody understands. We've all been on vacation. We all know what it's like to come back to a full inbox. It takes time to get back in the saddle. So if we plan well and manage it properly, we can minimize the impact and get back in that saddle quickly. So remember, you got vacation coming up. Let's plan ahead. Plan ahead. Make that list of what you're working on, because that's important, right? That's going to help you when you come back Monday to say, oh, that's right, that's right, that's right. This is what we were doing, and get your head back in the game. Make that list of, you know, check that list of what you need to be working on when you get back, and then delegate some of that stuff out. While you're away, take the time away. Get that recharge going. Get a good system going. Don't get bogged down trying to run your work from vacation. They don't go together, okay? It's okay if you want to spend 30 minutes just to stay up on things, but don't do much more than that. I want you to take the time, enjoy it, have a good vacation so we can come back and really get that spirit going, okay? And then remember, when you get back, get in with the team. Let's regroup, figure out where things are, reprioritize, and hit the ground running. All right, that's it for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. Everybody have an amazing day. Stop waiting, start building.